So a part of my seminary training, my seminary studies, we have to take classes in both Latin and Greek. The importance of this is to have at least a basic understanding of the original languages in which Scripture was written, to have a basic understanding of the original languages that the Bible used in order to express its points, in order to express its ideas. Now, for me, it was very difficult to have to study these different languages, Latin and Greek. I'm bilingual at the very least, but studying anything beyond that, it's a very difficult process. Anyone who has ever studied another language, they know it takes a lot of concentration. It takes a lot of effort. There are so many different forms and different expressions that simply don't exist in our own day and age and in our own culture when you're studying a different language. So I just remember one day that one of my brother seminarians and I, we were kind of having a little trouble with our Latin homework, and eventually we both just kind of got fed up with it. My friend, he takes his Bible, looks me dead in the face, and says, "If English was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me." Now, why do I bring this point up? What's the point of this story that I've shared with you? In the gospel today, we have a very important parable. It's one of the parables in which Christ describes to the people listening what the kingdom of heaven is like. For all of us here, our ultimate goal is to reach heaven. And so to have any kind of an understanding of what heaven is, what our goal ultimately is to be, it's important that we pay attention. Now, to have it in our English language is good. It's a blessing to have it in our English language where we can receive it, hopefully interiorize it. But there is a certain truth that is left out in the English translation that doesn't come across. Here in the gospel, in the parable that Jesus is sharing with his people, he says that a farmer is growing wheat in his field, but that an enemy comes and sows weeds within the wheat. The original, it doesn't just say weeds, but there's a specific kind of weed that is used that is, in English, is called a tare. So that if we were to use the literal translation, it would say that a sower has planted wheat in his fields, but the enemy sowed tares in between the wheat. At first glance, this might seem to be a very minute detail. Deacon Alex, why are you wasting our time with this? But there is a truth that Jesus knew the people of the time would have recognized. The truth is that for both wheat and tares, as they begin to blossom, as they begin to come up from the ground, they look exactly the same. In the beginning stages between wheat and tares, there is no difference. You would not be able to tell which plant is which until it is too late, until both have interconnected their roots so intimately that, as the gospel says, you would not be able to tear up the tares without harming the wheat. And this is the detail that Christ wants to share with us in this parable. In our spiritual life, this is very much the case. In our spiritual life, we are called to follow either two different paths, either to sow wheat, to sow good deeds within our heart, or to sow tares, to follow the path of vice and sin and temptation. Anyone who has gardening experience, or like my dad and myself, every summer we try to grow some vegetables or some fruit. Anyone who has any kind of experience with this sort of hobby or with this sort of work, they know that in order to reap the best possible fruits and vegetables, in order to reap the best possible harvest, planting and gardening is not a passive activity. Planting and gardening is not a passive hobby. There's a lot of dedication and time and effort that needs to be put into reaping a harvest if you're going to get the absolute best. Starting from the seed, you have to know with each specific kind of seed how deep you have to plant it, how much space you have to give, how much water, how much fertilizer. Does it need direct sun? Does it need indirect sun? At what point is the best possible time to reap the harvest of this specific fruit or vegetable or plant? All of these things work together, and it takes a lot of attention on the part of the grower to make the absolute best of it. In the spiritual life, in the Christian life, the Lord asks us to take part in practicing the virtues. The Lord asks us to practice mercy, compassion, patience, perseverance, courage. To practice the virtues, to grow in practicing these good deeds, it's a lot more difficult than simply passively making our way through life. To practice the virtues takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. But as we bring these to fruit within our own lives, within our own hearts, ultimately we do reap the benefits. We do reap God's graces in practicing these virtues. However, if we then ally ourselves with the enemy of the sower, here the enemy representing the devil himself, if we ally ourselves with the devil and rather allow ourselves to fall into the practices of vice, if we allow ourselves to fall into different temptations and sinful ways of life, although it seems easy at the beginning, it seems so much simpler to fall and to follow these different temptations. A lot of the time we try to fool ourselves and say within our own minds, I'll just do this little thing on the side. No one has to know. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Nobody has to know about this temptation or this sin that I fall into. It's no big deal. We fool ourselves into believing this lie. Because at the end of it, the tares that grow up, these sins, these temptations, if we allow them to grow at such a rate and we never take care of them when they're small, we never remove them when we have the opportunity, not only do we have to deal with the fact that at the end we have to reap those tares, but they also damage any of the good wheat that we might have allowed to grow in their place. Ultimately, every thought, every word, every action that we partake in either helps us to grow our harvest in abundance, or It holds us back from reaching our full potential. It holds us back from reaping more good fruit that we could have used for our benefit. So today, my friends, as we move through Mass, and especially at the moment of receiving communion, let us ask each and every one of us that Christ might help us to have the patience and the diligence necessary to follow his example in growing in the virtues, in practicing the virtues, that we might not only reap the good fruit of our good deeds for ourselves in our own lives, but that any abundance of good fruit that we might have, that we can share that with our brothers and sisters throughout the world, that we might help each other not only in this life, but that together we might walk the journey to ultimately reach heaven in our next life.